Back into the lineup for Napa Valley College is Braxton Adderley. He stays in there. So we have Napa coming into the forecourt with Chance Farrell-Martin over to Adderley. Tries the three. It hits. No good. Rebound by Swim. Back up. He's fouled as he missed the shot. But we'll go to the line for two shots. Chance to tie it up, and then a chance, if he does, to put Napa in the lead. Napa's not missed at the foul line here in the second half. They were only 4 out of 9 in the first half. Swim's first free throw is good, so that ties up the game. Back into the lineup is St. Helena graduate Ethan Battistini. And going out is American Canyon's Malik Guyton. Chance for Swim now to put his team ahead. Bounces the ball. His free throw is good. That should make it 59. They did not get credit on the other one. The scoreboard is wrong. That could be a factor as we get down the way. Going in and laying it up, and there is. They get an easy layup to Battistini, but the scoreboard has been corrected. Now they have added the other point up, but that was such a quick basket by Battistini that it makes it 60-59. Dino, any idea on the free throws of this second half for Napa?
Well, Napa has not missed one in the second half. They've made 2, 3, 4, 5.
So we have after 4 for 9 the first half, 5.
Yeah, actually, they've made 6 out of 6 in the second half.
And they had taken that brief lead there on the two free throws by Zach Swim. His father, Brad Swim, the JV coach for Napa High School. Zach Cook, of course, is the head coach. Napa last year won the league, going undefeated in the league play. They were 12-0 last year in the league. Here we resume now with college basketball coming your way. As Zach Swim got a little daylight, he'll fire one up. Switch! A long two there by Swim, and that puts Napa back in the lead. Seesaw battle going on here at the Napa Gymnasium with a 61-60 score and a 11-minute time frame. The remaining ball tipped by Napa out of bounds. Good defense again. Well, the defense has tightened up here in the second half for Napa. College of Marin will have Bryant to inbound the ball. He's from Albany. Gets it out to Barfield from De Anza High. He's working one-on-one against Adderley. It takes it over into the left corner, driving in on the angle. They had the ball stolen away. It's a 2-on-1 fast break. Driving it, and the ball is stolen right away for the one guy that was back there, but he can't control it, and Barfield has it go off of him out of bounds. But good defensive move, nonetheless, by Franco. So we're nearing the halfway mark of the second half. Swim with the ball. Over, and a travel is going to be, an offensive pick is going to be called. Illegal pick set by Chance Farrell-Martin. So it will be on the turnover, College of Marin getting the ball. 61-60. They trail now, Napa in the lead, as Cerruti lost the ball out of bounds to see if Napa was last to touch. I think so. Yeah, it is given now to the Mariners. It'll be just to the right of the basket for which they are shooting. The inbound pass is to Rudy. Way back out to Bryant. Bryant starts to the left of the key, gets a block, has the ball tipped away from him by Chance Farrell-Martin, and he leads a fast break down to Adderley, fires a three, no good. Rebound tipped and goes out of bounds off of Napa. Well, back into the lineup is Guyton. They don't like to leave Guyton out to very long. He's a pretty good player. He has a black J gym shoes on. We should say the red ones. He has black uniforms and then the bright red gym shoes. Now as he goes to the top of the key with the ball, bounce pass to Bryant. Bryant tries to get around the defender, can't do it. So he gets it over, and Malik tries a shot. No good by Guyton. Rebounded by Napa. Fast break. Going in, going up. Oh, and missing a layup for Napa was Aldridge out of Vinichai. Oh, good feet in there to him, too. And at 6'8", he could almost throw it down, but rebound comes out to College of Marin. They bring it forward court left side. Barfield over to Battistini. He goes in the lane, double team, ball taken away, foul is called. Battistini, he went right into a lot of traffic. Back into the lineup is Brandon Radu for the Storm. He replaces Shakir Howard. So they have in the center spot Joseph Aldridge in there in place of Salim Ali Musa now. And they've got Radu back there. He'll be guarding on that front line along with the Zach Swim. And then they have Chance Farrell Martin and Braxton Hatterley staying on the court for a moment. But Javon Williams comes back, and he'll replace Zach Swim, 6'2 freshman out of Napa High School. So we're 61-60. Napa in the lead. College of Marin with the ball as they will bring it way back out near the lightning bolt there at the center of the court. Our field. Looked around. Now passes over to Guyton. Guyton will look for the three, but he can't shoot as Williams pressuring him. There's a shot with 1 second on the shot clock. No good. Rebounded by Williams. Williams looks down court. He finds Radu at the top of the key. Gets the pass to him. Radu goes up for the shot and was fouled on the play. It'll be a two-shot play for Radu. Williams seems to have a knack for finding that open player on the field. The foul on Murray and the free throw shooting is Radu. And he scores 7 for 7 here in the second half for Napa after 4 for 9 in that first half. Ali Musa back in. He will replace Aldridge. Well, it will be a 3-point lead if Radu can make this basket, and he does. So 8 for 8 here at the foul line in the second half for Napa, and that's what put them in the lead by 3 with 8.5 minutes to go in the second half. Working the weave over to Malik. Drives in. Goes up. He shoots. He missed it. Ali Musa gets the rebound over to Brandon Radu. Brings it forward court. Passes into the left-hand corner. They'll try to drive baseline against the taller Timbers. Now Addersley on the angle has the ball stolen away. Napa tries to get back quickly as the Mariners try to bring the ball quickly in the forecourt. They drive it to the left side, go in, and the shot is blocked by Ali Musa. Big defensive play there. Over to Braxton Addersley. Drives in, goes up, shot blocked. Rebound taken out by College Marin. And now a fast break the other way. Driving in Murray, goes up, no good. Rebound, foul called. Probably be Murray going to the free throw line, Alfonso Murray. Fouled in there. 63-60 is the score. 7:42 to go in the second half. Napa trailed by 5 at halftime. This being Coaches versus Cancer night at Napa Valley College. And this being a BVC game. Napa 5-16. College of Marin 9-11. Napa beat them over at the College of Marin. The free throw is no good when they played earlier this season. Now that puts back at the line for his second attempt is Murray. He missed the first free throw. His team is trailing by 3 points, and he split free throws as he makes that 15-foot shot. So Napa now with a 2-point lead, gets it into the forward court. The College Marin man-to-man defense backs way up on him, just daring him to take the long three. Radu gets a block, will shoot over it, and way off target. Rebound is cleared out by Bryant. Gets quickly into the forward court. The ball is deflected away, hit out from behind. And, well, if there was a challenge, Steve Ball would make it on that because they're calling it Mariner's ball. And Steve Ball cannot believe it. He's off the bench asking about the call, but College Marin gets the ball. They are down by two. Still have over 7 minutes to go. What a long way to go yet here in this game. Pass comes over to the side. The ball is blocked away by Chance Farrell-Martin. Back into the lineup is Zach Swim for Napa High. He comes in with just over 7 minutes to go to replace Chance Farrell-Martin. Then we have Napa with Swim and Ali Musa in the game. We got Williams out there as well, and Broxton Addersley and Radu. There's a 3-point attempt. It's a short rebound. Radu tries it, can't get to it, and it caroms off of Marin out of bounds. Little details matter right now. Coach Ball saying every little detail helps out now because inside of 7 minutes to go, let's see. Tighten up the seatbelt. Here we go. Napa on the attack, leading by 2 points. Comes over to Adderley. Adderley well out on the left side quarter court. Free throw line extended area. Gets a block set by Ali Musa. Rolls on it. And then Ali Musa on the pick and roll had the ball deflected away and coming down the other way. Now as the Mariners get the ball. And now they're slowing up the tempo a bit. Trying to penetrate in the middle. And they kick the ball into the left-hand corner. Now driving the baseline. Shot up and good. I think it was... by Bearfield, or could you see who got that basket? That was, we were kind of blocked out there. So there was a full timeout, so we'll get that cleared. And we'll take timeout and be back with the second half action here with just over 6 minutes to go after this message from our sports boosters.
Hi, this is Gigi from Lido Auto Body, located in the heart of Napa. Lido Auto Body has been serving the Napa Valley for 43 years, and we know the automotive industry. Our number one goal is customer satisfaction. Lido Auto Body works closely with our customers and insurance companies to get you and your vehicle back safely on the road. Remember, it's your choice where you go for repairs. Make it Lido Auto Body, 1725 Action Avenue, proudly serving the Napa community.
Now back to Ira C. Smith and local sports coverage on KVON.
Well, we're back here at the Storm Gymnasium where it is Coaches versus Cancer Night. Ira C. Smith along with Dino Alessio.
And Dino is having a fun time keeping the individual stats. And right now my score sheet adds up to what's on the scoreboard. So if I could just make it through this last 6 minutes plus, I'll be very happy.
Yeah, we had told we shifted his usual duties as far as keeping the team stats to that is only have one hand tonight working, so I couldn't keep my own scorebook, which I usually do. So our thanks to Dino for accepting that little change in his assignment. Well, we continue action now here. We're just over 6 minutes to play in the second half, and Ali Musa drives in, fakes, turns, jumps, shoots, scores, and one. How about that? Ali Musa working into the middle and was fouled on the play by Jalen Chandler. Ali Musa, 6'5", 205-pound sophomore. Napa High graduate, bounces the ball, eyes the basket, shoots the free throw, and scores a point. Well, that was a 3-point play the old-fashioned way, and Napa goes up by 3 points inside of 6 minutes to go now here in this second half. As Napa does a nice job getting back quickly on the defense. And the pass goes over to Bryant. He'll take a pull-up jumper way off the mark. Radu had the ball just shoot right to him on the rebound. He gives to Williams. Williams has done a really nice job at that point guard tonight when he's been in there, although normally Braxton Addersley handles that post. And Williams looks at a three. He's going to take it. It rims no good. Rebound batted around and taken by Bryant. for College of Marin. Over to the left side to Bearfield. Brings it now to the left-hand corner. Drives to the baseline. Feeds underneath and an easy little putback by Jalen Chandler. Gets to, and there's a bad pass by Williams. I think that somebody was holding Ali Musa, preventing him from going for that long pass. No call on the play. Napa holding on to a one-point lead. We're inside of 5 minutes to go. Napa stays in their man-to-man defense. They've been in that assignment throughout the ball game. Pass over to Chandler. Drives in the lane. Puts it up with the left hand. No good. Foul call. They didn't really hit the arm or the ball, but they hit his head when he was going in there for the shot, and he'll get two free throw attempts. His team is down by a point. If he makes both of them, he'll put the team back into the lead. Chandler gets the ball, bounces it once, twice. Free throw is up. Good. Ties up the game. We've had a bunch of ties in the ball game. Ali Musa comes out of the lineup. Braxton Adderley returns. We got Farrell Martin back in too. And back at the foul line is Chandler. He scores both free throws to put the Mariners back in the lead. And here we go now. 67-66. Napa in the forecourt. Williams directing traffic. As he gets it over to Martin, he tries a three. Kaboom! Chance Farrell Martin has not shot much tonight, but he made a big three-point basket right there. 69-67, Napa back in the lead. And it is Bearfield making to the right, coming instead to the left, and using up the dribble, passing underneath, a good pass, and an easy layup under there for Alfonso Murray. Fast break for Napa. And there's going to be a foul called as Brandon Radu was run into there. And I think it's going to be a 1-1 for Radu. Well, while they haven't missed here in the second half, he needs to make the first to get the bonus. So Radu at the line trying to break the tie. Right now it's 69 apiece. And his free throw is no good. He missed the front end of a 1-1. That was their first miss of the second half. And College of Marin now slows the tempo as they bring the ball forward court. Fairfield. It over now to Jones. Comes to the left side now to Murray. Working it around the perimeter and a whistle. And a timeout is asked for. So Scott Baum. No, I guess. No, there's going to be the foul call. There was a shove underneath there. And it's 1-1. The foul's going to go on Chance Farrell Martin. Going to correct that. What it looked like that they were starting over the bench, but now the official said that was a foul. And so it'll be the 1-1 for Malik Guyton out of American Canyon. His free throw is good. So that puts American Canyon back into the lead.
That one was. That's why he was displaced. He couldn't move. He's trying to get around.
Ready, set, score. That's how it is with a two-point lead now on 2-for-2 at the free throw line for the Mariners. Napa Valley with 3.5 minutes to go. Working it over to the quarter court left side where that free throw line extended would be. Comes now to Adderley. Adderley, top of the key. Backs it back up. Works it over to the right side. 7 seconds, the shot clock goes in, goes up. Scores, but it will not count. Negated because of a travel. Oh, he drifted into the lane so nicely. Put up a nice little floater. All to have it negated with that traveling violation. 71-69. Napa gets back on defense, and Ali Musa gets back to the scorers, able to come in during that. And the ball is deflected away, but loose and picked up underneath and scored. Oh, what an opportunist there as Murray found the loose. Coming down the other way, the shot is missed. Rebound by Swim. It's through to Adderley. Adderley to the left side as Napa had a fast break and got a quick shot away that missed, but they got their own rebound. They're down by 4 points now, needing a basket here with 2:40 to go in the second half. Williams fakes right, drives left. He's left-handed, goes in, goes up, scores, and one. Oh, what a nice move and a good fake and penetration on the left side. And we'll go there to try to make it a one-point deficit. He got the field goal. Ali Musa getting a chance to come back in. And Radu comes out. And at the line, trying to make it a three-point play, is Javon Williams. And he missed it. So Napa, after hitting their first eight free throws in the second half, missed two in a row now. And they're down by 2 points. And the value of that making the free throw attempt. And the rebound is to the College of Marin. They drive down. They go up. They miss. Ball is battled for. Swim gets a nice defensive rebound. Pass over on the left wing. Now it goes to Williams. Williams works it around. There's a pass over to Swim. He's open. He shoots. He missed it. Rebound taken out of there by Ethan Battistini. So the Saints graduate. The ball to midcourt to Bearfield. Working over the left side. We're inside of 2 minutes to go now. A two-point lead for the Mariners. And they have the basketball between circles. Going over toward the right angle now. Swim's trying to defend. And the ball is stolen by Williams. Williams coming down, going in, going up. And he was fouled hard. Really hard, and he goes down on the court real hard as well. Well, but they're going to check and see if that was a flagrant foul, I would imagine. It looked like it was.
And that would be critical because, if I'm correct, on a flagrant, he gets the free throws and Napa Valley College would get the ball also.
Yeah, that would be the case. No, they did not call it a flagrant. They just said a shooting foul. But it'll be two free throws coming for William. Boy, he is up now, but he's moving gently as he goes to the bench area. And he's going to be seated on the bench. There is a little timeout going now. So we can remind you that we have a lot more basketball action coming your way this season, including next week. It is big game week, and we'll be broadcasting doubleheaders on Thursday and Friday night, as it will be JV and varsity action. Thursday night, we'll be at the Messner Gym at Napa High School as Napa goes against Vintage in girls basketball. That's Thursday night. JV action at 4:45. Varsity game about 6:45. So a basketball doubleheader on Thursday night, following that up on Friday night with another doubleheader, and that will be the boys' big game basketball from Messner Gym, as it will be Napa High hosting Vintage and boys' basketball. Our JV coverage begins at 4:45, the varsity at 6:45. That's next week on Thursday and Friday. Here's Williams. First free throw. Good. Down by one as a chance to tie up the game now. A minute 35 to go here in the second half. Eyes the basket. Deep breath. Free throw. Good. Williams has tied up the game at 73. Napa's using pressure at the three-quarter mark. And College Marin gets across the timeline, working against the pressure defense that Napa's trying to do. Napa will double-team the player with the ball when they have the opportunity. Pass comes out to the top of the key, working the weave. Chandler to Bearfield, drives in the right side, puts a shot up, no good, rebound, batted around, and Williams comes away with a huge, huge defensive rebound, and he brings the ball across the timeline. Met there by Malik Guyton, drives on Guyton, goes in, goes up. The ball was deflected away. He tried to get the old-fashioned scoop shot call, and he did not get so. The rebound is to College of Marin. Now they have the ball in the final minute of play in a 73 tie to Bearfield. Getting it over to Bryant now, working the weave to Guyton. He goes in, he goes up, he scores. What a good play by Malik Guyton. and Napa's going to take a timeout now. 35 seconds to go, and of course the shot clock, it's a 30-second shot clock. That's going to be a full timeout, so we'll be back with the final seconds of the ball game after this quick timeout.
Hi, this is State Farm Insurance Agent Mark Coleman. I would like to urge everyone to become a member of the Sports Booster Club at the school of your choice. You can be a positive influence by supporting the youth and sports programs. I know the school's boosters will appreciate having you as a member. Also consider supporting the Boys and Girls Club of the Napa Valley. You can help benefit the entire community by helping send our youth in a positive direction. Everyone wins when we support the youth service organizations of the Napa Valley. Thank you.
Now back to Ira C. Smith and local sports coverage on KVON.
Here we go. Get set now for the final 35 seconds in this. I'm trying to get away from a little buzz that we have. Do you notice that or not? Okay, done. Probably just in my headset. Well, coming in to tonight's action, these two teams were tied in league play with a 3-6 marks overall, though Napa only had a 5-16 mark. They lost a lot of close games early in the season and played some tough teams. Yuba College unbeaten in the league at 9-0. Then Los Medanos is 7-2. Mendocino is 6-3. Solano is 5-4. And we'll broadcast that Solano game against Napa Valley College. That'll be coming up in a couple weeks. Williams drives the length of the court, goes up, shoots, missed the shot, rebound, Ali Musa. He goes up, he was fouled. He will shoot two Frazier free throws now with 27 seconds to go and trailing by 2 points. And that foul is going to go on Alfonso Murray. That puts Ali Musa to the free throw line for Napa Valley College. Bouncing the ball. His first free throw is good. He can tie it up now. There are 27 seconds remaining in regulation. Zach Swim comes in. He is coming in to replace Brandon Radu. And there's a timeout now as you want to try to ice the shooter, Salim Ali Musa. So see if we can find out what Ali Musa's free throw percentage has been this season. It's the right around 61%, 61.4%. He's made 27 out of 44 free throws. Now, that is overall. That's not just league play, but that includes the pre-league schedule. And as a team, Napa Valley College, we have that that total. I don't have that available now. And maybe I can't locate that. But in any case, it's an important free throw with a 1 point deficit and only 27 seconds remaining in regulation. Teams come back onto the court. Ali Musa will go to that 15 foot stripe. Williams stays out there. So does Swim. Adderley out there and Chance Farrell Martin. So we've got the big free throw coming up with a 75-74 Mariners lead. Storm gets ready. The ball is given to Ali Musa. Not once. Eyes the basket. Free throw. No good. But the rebound to Williams. Back up and it's blocked. Oh, what a beautiful block. And Williams goes down hard on the court, and a fast break coming the other way with 18 seconds to go, and Williams is still down on the court, and Steve Ball is really disgusted. He is yanking at his tie. He may even take that tie off of there. Williams is hurting. He is down on the court, and Steve Ball's comment, unbelievable, is Radu is getting ready to come back in. And Williams still down there. He went up high, got a good rebound, but was really banged into by a couple of the defenders there for the Mariners. In the first game that we broadcast Napa Valley College, it was a close contest, and they won that game over Merritt 78-74. Right now it's 75-74, but they trail in this one. In that game that we broadcast, the Storm was led in scoring by Javon Williams. And boy, he's been doing a good job, not only scoring-wise in this contest, but in his leadership. No, check that. Salim Ali Musa had the most points. He had a 22-point game. The Napa High graduate had 9 field goals and was 2 out of 2 at the free throw line in that game. Missed a big free throw here. And Williams still down on the court. Steve Ball is out there, the trainer that we spoke with at halftime, Brandon Lucas. Should mention that Carson Caratini is back as the assistant coach at Napa Valley College this year. This is his 5th year as the assistant coach. And first year for another assistant coach, that's Ray Hubbard. So Hubbard is, we don't have replays on this to show you what happened, but Williams is still down.
Yeah, and I can tell you that Steve Ball, in his mind, the way he saw it was that it was a foul, and he is extremely irate. You could fry an egg on his forehead right now.
Well, as you see, it was yanking at that tie, and surprised if it's still still on there. He's over there. They're down kneeling with Williams. How many points has Williams scored here in this contest?
Williams has 23 points, Ira.
What about some of the other leaders?
Well, other leaders for Napa Valley College, Brandon Radu has 9 points. Braxton Adderley has 7. Salim Ali Musa has 12. Zach Salim has 6 points.
See, you say Williams has 23 points, right?
23, correct.
Well, it's hopefully something that's going to be okay, that he's going to be up here shortly, but he has yet to get up. Now, the assistant coach, Ray Hubbard, has called the players around him, and Carson Caratini moves into the huddle, too, as they have all the players minus Javon Williams, who has just played a wonderful ball game. He is from Tyler, Texas, and he's just a freshman this year. He is about 6'3 and 180 pounds. There are 10 freshmen on the Napa Valley College roster, so a very young team.
Yeah, and they've played very well tonight. Definitely this game belies the record of the two teams. You would think that these two teams would have much better one-loss record. It's been an extremely competitive game. College of Marin led early on by as many as, I think, 12 points, but it's been a seesaw battle the entire second half, with neither team leading by more than a handful. And Napa is definitely in this with 15 seconds left. They're going to have to hope that that the College of Marin misses these free throws and then get the rebound, and they've still got time.
Well, we don't have the tie, though. The tie has come off of Steve. Just looking ahead at our schedule. And our next basketball broadcast from Napa Valley College will be against a team from Solano College. Was doing better this year than they've done in the past few years. And that'll be on Friday, February the 21st. So it's about 3 weeks away before we'll be back here for another Napa Valley College broadcast. In the meantime, we've got the big games coming up next week on Thursday and Friday. Napa and Vintage over at Napa High. The girls on Thursday, the boys on Friday. Then Napa High hosting Petaluma the following Wednesday. Then right after that is when the North Coast Section playoffs get underway. And So we'll probably be checking the schedule to see which games we can handle and broadcast from that and that action. So section basketball, not far away.
And that's always fun to do. Playoff games, there's obviously there's a finality about them that really makes them exciting, because if a team is eliminated in the section playoffs or loses in the section playoffs, it's very unlikely that pretty much that's the end of their season. I guess there might be a scenario where they could possibly get an at-large berth to the state playoffs, but it seems pretty unlikely.
Well, the delay here, of course, as we have mentioned, is because of the injured Napa Valley College player, and we'll be finding out more about him in a moment. The athletic director, Napa Valley College, Jerry Dunlap, also has gone down onto the court to help assess the matter. And the athletic trainer, Brandon Lucas, who was our halftime guest, taking all kinds of precautionary measures to make sure that they don't do anything that's going to be a problem as far as a movement or something with the injured player. But anyway, we have some prolific prep basketball coming up, the Crush, and that will be on February 22nd. I think we had listed at 5:45 on our schedule, but I think it's been moved to a later starting time, to a 6:30 start, which means we would be on the air then at 6:15. We'll have to double check that. And that's on a Saturday. So that's senior night as well for prolific prep. We don't very often get into the weekends, but on the Sunday is a very special day that we'll make an exception to and broadcast. That's for the Elena Voice game when prolific prep focuses on that aspect, and that'll be 2:45 in the afternoon. And of course, we all know what coming up on Sunday is, right? Sunday is Groundhog Day.
Absolutely. The bet, and billions of dollars are being bet on whether Punxsutawney Phil sees his shadow.
And if he sees his shadow, the 49ers win.
It's possible. I'm not sure if there's been any correlation between what Phil does and who wins the Super Bowl, but it's anything's possible.
Well, they're bringing the stretcher in. So they had called the medics, and they're bringing that stretcher in. We have an ambulance out waiting outside here. So we're going to take a moment. We're going to take time out for three messages. Then we'll be back here and let you know what the situation is. So from the gymnasium here at Napa Valley College with 15 seconds to go, it's 75-74 as the Mariners of College of Marin with the lead over Napa Valley College Storm. Back after these messages.
SOS, we're here to help. COL, Soskal Auto Body.
Hi, this is Ron Pippert, owner of Soskal Auto Body here in Napa. Recently, a couple of chain store auto body shops have moved to Napa. Your insurance company may try to direct you to one of these shops. You have the choice to select the auto body repair shop that you want to repair your vehicle. Soskal Auto Body is a family-owned business serving Napa since 1972. We offer a lifetime warranty on all repairs.
Trust your car with us. We're here to help. Soskal Auto Body.
Need physical therapy? Contact Napa Valley Physical Therapy Center. Bruce McCall and his partner, Rob Brandon, are available to assist you in evaluating and treating any injury from any sport or work-related problems for any age. So if an injury occurs or a physical problem exists, contact Napa Valley Physical Therapy Center with a tradition of quality care and clinical excellence since 1952. Located at 433 Soskal Avenue in the Gasser Building, Napa Valley Physical Therapy.
Thinking about buying a new home or refinancing your loan? I'm Sean Wickersham at Caliber Home Loans. Whether you're a first-time homebuyer, moving up or downsizing, I will guide you through the home loan process every step of the way. Call me, Sean Wickersham, for your home loan needs.
NMLS 369195, and Caliber Home Loans 15622. Equal housing lender. All products are subject to credit and property approval. Other restrictions and limitations apply. Licensed by the Department of Business Oversight under the California Residential Mortgage Lending Act. Finance lender licensee.
Now back to Ira C. Smith and local sports coverage on KVON.
Well, while we had that opportunity, while we were away listening to those commercials, we did check on the free throw shooting percentages for the team for the year. And coming into tonight, Napa Valley College had made 67.4% of their free throw attempts throughout the year. That's conference and pre-conference. While their opponents throughout that same period of time made 72.1% of their free throws. So not too much of a difference. Field goal-wise, Napa Valley College has been at 39.8%. Their opponents at 40.9%. So pretty close in that area as well. We mentioned, too, that we'd be broadcasting the Solano College game here. And when the two teams played over there in the, I don't know if you call it the Sassoon area, the Fairfield area, or whatever, anyway, it was a close game. 83-79 was the final, and Napa won that that game. They had lost about four in a row prior to that. Then they lost the next game when they played at Merritt, 79-67, after they had beaten Merritt College here at the Napa Valley College gymnasium. The players we mentioned still being attended to. They are not moving him yet. They are bringing what is referred to as the sled, and they'll put it on the gurney and take him out to the waiting ambulance, and then he will be checked out at the Queen of the Valley Hospital. So they are moving him very gently now. He's still down on the court with the reference to a guy that has just had beautiful ball game coming in here, Javon Williams. We mentioned out of Tyler, Texas, and just sad to see anybody with an injury, particularly one that calls for the gurney to be brought out and the sled. And of course they have to be very gentle in their movement of him. And that there are, I count four medics, but I'm not sure I'm seeing all of them because the members of the Storm team are in front of us standing up. And so we can only peer through slight areas of the court where Williams is lying. But so they're being very careful about putting him on the sled ever so gently. And then let's see, there are five that I count paramedics there that are helping him. They got him, they roll him over, and they gently put him on the sled area. They had a cushion type device that looked like it was the foam rubber had some air in it that they helped to roll him over. And now they're going to make sure that he is strapped down there on the sled area before they put him on the gurney, after which they will wheel him out to the waiting ambulance and take him over to the Queen of the hospital. Friday night, we have boys basketball from the Crusher Gymnasium, as it will be Justin Siena against the Vinnie's Crushers. And Dino, that could be a pretty good ball game.
Absolutely. I'm looking forward to it a great deal. The two teams are, I think, very evenly matched, and it should be quite a contest.
Well, it's too bad that something like this happens. We certainly wish the best to Javon Williams, as the medics have been able to secure him now to the sled area. Now they are going to be lifting him up and kind of a heavy guy too out there as far as lifting. Let me just check and see what about. He weighs about 180 pounds. I guess that's not too much for somebody 6'3", 180. Jerry Dunlap out there assisting as well. And, of course, the lead athletic trainer, Brandon Lucas, has been handling this and has used extreme caution throughout. And they have a trainer also for College of Marin that has been out there to assist. And, of course, the coach was out there. And some others have been there in the back. Ray Hubbard is out there now. Now his the teammates are going around. All of the Napa Valley College teammates are around the gurney as they are heisting it up now. And they're going to get applauding here. So what an effort. Now, let's see, there were two, four, six, seven attendants here from the emergency staff that came out. So that will end that portion of the coverage. So our, again, our apologies to the folks that are listening. That there's not more in the way of action here, but we wanted to be sure that he was going to be okay, Javon Williams, and we won't know that till report comes from the hospital. In the meantime, we've got 15 seconds remaining in regulation here, and we have free throws that are coming to Jalen Chandler. He will be shooting the double bonus. That means he gets two free throw attempts, regardless of whether he makes the first one or not. He still will get two free throws. He bounces the ball, eyes the basket. His free throw is good. It makes it a two-point game. And coming into the lineup is Cerruti. Going to come in, and back into the lineup is Chance Farrell-Martin for Zach Swim, as Coach Steve Ball makes another change in the lineup. And back to the foul line is Jalen Chandler, and his free throw is good. That makes it a three-point game, so Napa needs a three-pointer to tie it up. Cerruti is in. Chandler is out as Scott Thaum makes the change. Napa with the ball. Some pressure defense now as they get the ball to Adderley. Adderley at the top of the key. Look, he's got an opening. He fired. He missed the three. Rebound Napa. Back to Adderley. Tries another three. He missed that one. Rebound Napa. Put back up. No good, and that'll end it. Well, Napa had some chances there at the end. Just could not connect, and they lose by 3 points, 77 to 74. Just a quick comment here from Dino, or looking at the individual scoring.
Well, I'm adding up the individual scoring right now. So, Ira, if you want to give me a moment or two, I can give those numbers.
Okay, well, we'll take a quick break, be back, and wrap it up and tell you about our player of the game when we conclude tonight's broadcast after these messages from our sports boosters.
Now back to Ira C. Smith. Hello, and local
everyone.
Sports coverage.
I'm proud that Napa Nissan has been serving the Napa Valley community for almost 55 years and still going strong. My family started selling Datsuns in 1965, and we now have a full line of economical and dependable Nissan vehicles to choose from. If you are looking for a mid-size to full-size truck, we have it. If you're looking for a family sedan that gets up to 44 miles per gallon, we have it. How about an electric vehicle? We have the new Nissan Leaf Plus that has the range of over 240 miles. Our friendly, award-winning sales, service, and parts staff are here to serve you. Stop by today and see why Napa Nissan is the best dealer and the best choice in town.
Van Winden Landscaping, serving the Napa Valley since 1951 with professional landscaping, renovation, and planning. A complete landscaping service, including lighting and pruning, with free estimates. Van Winden sells bulk landscape material to the public as well as to contractors. Open mornings at 8 a.m., afternoons till 5 p.m. Monday through Friday, and 9 till 2 on Saturdays. Van Winden Landscaping at 3101 California Boulevard will meet your total landscaping needs.
Have you thought about your insurance lately? My name is Tim Malloy, and I'm a fourth-generation insurance agent at Malloy, Emery, and Vasconi Insurance Services here in the Napa Valley. MIV is a local independent insurance agency that has had the pleasure of serving Napa Valley families and businesses for over 120 years. As an industry leader, we have helped develop winery and vineyard coverages used around the country, as well as reduce homeowners' rates here in the Napa Valley. So when you think of your insurance, please call Malloy, Emery, and Vasconi.
Now back to Ira C. Smith and local sports coverage on KVON.
Well, we're back here at the Storm Gymnasium. The guy that we were finishing up our halftime comments from with the information on at least the free throw shooting, as we'll look at our individual scoring in just a moment. But first, Kyle Foster, you said what?
I've not counted up my free throws yet, so sorry about that.
Well, they made their first eight of the second half, and then they missed a couple in a row.
That's the one thing I can say is they definitely shot better in the second half. But first off, all prayers out to Javon Williams. That was a very sad situation there.
Yeah, did you see it from your angle as far as what actually happened? We saw him go down.
All I just saw was him going on the ground and crying, and then the EMTs coming in. But, man, I never wish for that upon any kid.
No, what a game he played, too.
Yeah, he led Napa with 21 points. I mean, he was doing it all out there, and just for it to end like that.
I think we had him even for 23.
I had him with 21, yeah. So, I mean, he was doing it all tonight, and just sad how it had to end for him. Probably his season's over, too.
Had such a tremendous he's such a tremendous athlete and had a good game there.
Yeah, it puts a somber – it really sombers the night up when you see an athlete get hurt like that, especially the one who was leading the way and, you know, doing what so many things that he was doing. I wish him nothing but the best in his recovery. It looks like it's going to be a long road.
Kyle, in your reports, you frequently have local photos connected with the games. Did you do any photo shooting tonight?
Yes, I did. mostly just to stay on my feet, because sitting down for a while can – get to you a little bit, but yeah, I took some photos that I got to go home and edit.
Yeah, and you'll have that on the web at what time?
Before midnight is my goal every time with my stories. I can't promise a certain time now, so just before midnight.
Okay, so did you have any statistics then that you can share with us?
Well, I'd like to point out that Brandon Radu had 15 points as to be Napa's second leading scorer. Napa High grad Salim Alimusa, fun fact, he graduated with me from Napa High in 2016, had 12 points. And then Napa High grad last year, Zach Swim, had 10 points. So they had four double-digit scorers tonight.
Yeah, now that was good to get that balance. Dino is finalizing some of his information right now. And Dino, being a banker, he is very precise and wants to make sure that everything balances out in his scorebook. In the meantime, you've got a girls game tomorrow night that you're covering.
Yeah, Vintage Justin girls. We were there last time. It was a good one. I'm expecting nothing more than a battle tomorrow night.
Yeah, and that's going to be where?
At Justin Siena at 7 p.m.
Then, of course, we'll see you Friday night when we'll be broadcasting over at the Vintage Crusher Gym.
Yeah, Justin Vintage Boys. Last time that was a battle, too. Something about this Vine Valley Athletic League and being battles between these local schools. It should be a fun one.
Yep, this is the second year for that. Well, I know you want to get on with your report and get that posted, so tell people again where they can read about it.
NapaSportsNews.com. That's where it'll be. Thank you, as always, for your time. First, also,
Kyle Foster, it's always good to see you. We just like the aspect of these young people that are interested in athletics and they can pursue it there from the sports field. So keep it up.
Yeah, thank you very much, Ira, and I'll see you Friday.
So. All right, from Kyle, we'll go to Dino.
So I was trying to add up the free throw shooting, and I'm having dickens of a time. So we'll just go with the top scorers. I think Kyle is absolutely right. I think Javon Williams actually had 21 points. I think I inadvertently gave him credit for a basket where he actually had a terrific assist, and I accidentally put the basket down in his column. So I have 21 points for him. I do agree that Brandon Radu had 15. I did have Salim Ali Musa with 12. Zach Swim, I had with 8, but it's very possible that he's the one who scored that phantom basket that I accidentally gave to Javon. So let's give Zach Swim 10. Braxton Adderley had 7. 2 points, or sorry, 2 points for Farrell Martin, and I believe that was all the scoring for Napa Valley College. For the victors, the visitors from College of Marin, Jalen Chandler I had with 23 points, Malik Guyton with 20, Franco Bearfield with 9, Alfonso Murray with 11, Julian Bryant had 8 points, Ethan Battistini had 4 points, and I believe those were the only scorers for College of Marin. But a terrific, exciting game, marred unfortunately by the injury to Javon Williams, and let's just hope that that he checks out okay over at the Queen, and that if there was an injury, that it's something that he will be able to recover from in quick order.
Well, if we have a chance before we go off the air, we'll see if we can get Steve Ball to come up and give us his comments on that. But in the meantime, I hope to get back and keep the individual scoring. I have had this fracture on my right collarbone, and so I can't use my right hand. So that forced Dino into service as far as keeping score, but instead of the usual team statistics. And now we have Steve Ball here. So, Steve, what an interesting ball game tonight. But, boy, what a bad ending.
Yeah, you know, it's and Coach Carson said it in the locker room. I hope we all realize that, you know, we have this gift of being allowed to play college basketball, and we don't know how long that's going to last. And so you have to treat every possession, every moment like that's the last one and enjoy it.
What was the situation or scenario as you saw it regarding Williams?
I don't want to get into what happened to the lead up to it, but you know, he was feeling quite a bit of neck pain, substantial neck pain. It had radiated down through his ribs, down through his left side, and so I'm not a medical professional, but I'm concerned about what the situation is now. I'm going to obviously keep tabs on it and go see him and see what we can do to let him know that we support him, because we all feel for him and we love him and we want a speedy recovery.
What a heck of a game he was having too.
He's a heck of a player. Yeah. He's a tough dude. He's a tough dude. For people not to realize, how tough he is, for him to be in tears in that situation, that isn't him. That's something substantial wrong with him. He's a very tough individual. And he's a great young man and he can play. He was having a really good game.
How did he happen to wind up in Napa coming from Tyler, Texas?
Yeah, his uncle actually lives in Vacaville and runs some youth sports programs over there. And so he said, my nephew needs to get out of Texas. I don't know. Tyler's a little small town. It's no Dallas. It's no, it's nothing that large. It's a small town. He said there's there's lots of cows, lots of roping and things like that. So he came out here to get away from that and to get who wouldn't want to live in California?
Yeah. Does he live there in Vacaville then with his parents?
Yeah, he lives with his uncle. Yeah, he lives with his uncle there. Great young man.
Well, any final comments you want to make on the game? I don't want to put you in any pressure or anything, but I know you're concerned mostly about Williams, as we are too.
Of course. And you know, it was Coaches versus Cancer night, so we should all hopefully, find a way to contribute to this dreadful disease. And this it takes far too many people every year. There's a lot being done for it. So please find a way to contribute what you can. And then also keep Jay in your thoughts.
Okay. Thank you, Steve.
Thank you.
All right, Steve Ball, the coach here in his 15th year at Napa Valley College. Dino, do you have a final comment there in selection of a player of the game?
Gosh, for Napa Valley College, Javon Williams, really, he played a superb game. He had 21 points and also made some brilliant passes. So our thoughts definitely go out to him, and I thought he was, for me, the player of the game for the Storm.
Yeah, I would second that as well. He had one heck of a game. He kept Napa in it there toward the closing minutes of the contest until that injury with 15 seconds to go. So at the end of, about midway through the first half, it was the Napa trailing College of Marin, 24-20. Then at halftime, the Mariners had increased that to a 5-point advantage, 44-39. midway through the second half, Napa had come back and had taken the lead, 61-60 with 10 minutes to go in the ball game, and they scored 13 points in those 10 minutes compared to 17 points to College of Marin. So that pretty much is our story from the Storm Gymnasium here in Napa, California. Again, we will be on the air to broadcast the College of Marin. Well, tonight was College of Marin. We'll be on the air to broadcast the Solano College on February the 21st. That's a Friday night at 5:15 here from Napa Valley College Storm Gymnasium. This is Ira C. Smith on behalf of our sports boosters and on behalf of Tony Casillas, who is our engineer tonight. So, Tony, thank you. I know it's frustrating when you had those technical problems with our computer and the operating board and all, but you got things straightened around. So thanks again for the job back there at the KVON studio. The final score, once again, is College of Marin 77 and Napa Valley College Storm 74.
This has been a KVON Sports presentation.
You don't want to do it over the phone. Some things just can't be said with an LOL or an OMG. Some things just need to be done IRL. So you